What's up, everybody? We got an interesting one today. Jeremy Smith, he talks about his co-op model, and you'll learn what that is if you're not sure, but it's an atypical setup somewhere in between becoming multi and being a franchise, and it seems to be working for him. It's something I haven't heard a ton of, so it was really enlightening for me to hear how he's going about it and how he's partnering with other folks in different areas. And he is ambitious, and that's what I love about this episode, is his ambitions to grow and continue this model as long as it keeps working. And we have a good bit in there too about becoming a consultant for the homeowner. It's a theme you're hearing a lot. A lot of inspectors are taking on more and more and taking this opportunity in the market cycle to add more value, to provide more recommendations, and ultimately benefit the homeowner and add more credibility to our industry and their brand. So he talks about recommending contractors, home services, and how he plans to build out the business. So that's very interesting to me. And I don't have any doubt he's going to achieve it based on how he really follows his faith and kind of the business growth. So hope you enjoy the episode with Jeremy Smith. Jeremy, thanks for connecting. You mentioned just before Olivia kind of connected us up. We weren't even intending to do this, but you were like, hey, why not? Sounds like we both fly by the seat of our pants a little. So it's like, hey, let's have a conversation. So thanks for joining me, man.
Let's do it, man. I'm excited to be here.
Right on. So you're just up the road from us in Wyoming. We were just chatting about Fort Collins and Laramie area where you frequent. Let's jump right into the co-op stuff, because I thought that was really fascinating when you said you have a little bit of a different kind of model and kind of way you're doing things. Explain what even that is, and we'll dive in.
Sure. So honestly, like the really short story of it is I've been in ministry for 20 years, and that was my background. From born and raised in Texas, started whenever I was in college doing ministry, ended up in Central America serving, and I did that for 7 years. And that's actually what there was a connection that I had up here in Wyoming with the church and a seminary. Brought me to Wyoming, started working with the seminary, and I needed something on the side, so I started home inspecting. And I didn't do that intentionally. Whenever I got into home inspection, it was merely the things just aligned in front of me where I was trying to buy a home, had a home inspection, thought, man, I'm from Texas, so I was somewhat used to that kind of level of professionalism, but also there was some separations that happened naturally whenever you have to have license, no conflict, all that stuff. We're truly the Wild West in Wyoming, like quite literally.
Yep.
And the guys that do it here, there's another guy that does it locally, super quality guy. But there was just some things that I felt like, man, I feel like I can do this better. So I jumped into the industry, totally not even realizing there was podcasts of guys like you and Inspector Toolbelt and some of these other ones. Like, I had no idea, honestly, about the last year, that just the wealth of knowledge that is out there. And so I jumped into doing home inspection, and it grew rapidly. So I told my wife, like, we had $1,500 in savings. Like, hey, I can get my certification. I have some of the stuff, and I had a buddy build me a website. I can do these things and jump right into it. But what I didn't really understand was the actual industry. I didn't understand just how big this thing really can be. And so I told my wife, if I do 6 home inspections the first summer, I started April 15th, 2018. Well, I did 6 home inspections my first week, and I was working full time at the seminary. So I would go in at 6:30 in the morning, and I would get off at 3:30, do an inspection, and be home. But long story short, what you're talking about, the co-op, is what happened is my area grew so rapidly. I'm in a smaller market. Laramie is about 30,000 people.
Okay.
And a big portion of that is university students. But we have a really, really great market that has never seen a recession. The university is funded by the state, so there's always people moving here. My business grew from the first year I did 70 inspections. The next year I did 120. And the last couple of years I've basically been at 300. Which is pretty much almost 100% market cap in my area, because they don't require them. But anyways, this whole idea of home inspection, just it's allowed me to do what my whole desire was whenever I got into, I needed some additional income. And that was to provide for my family so that I could still serve my church. That's always been my passion. And then what happened was, I was like, well, I know a lot of people like me that are in ministry, that are doing college ministry in Durango, or they're planting a church in Idaho Falls, or whatever it is, or coming home from the mission field. And so I said, well, if I have friends that want to do this, and it particularly came to one conversation with a friend that was moving back from the same country we worked at in Central America. And he said, I really like the idea. It sounds amazing. I want to get into doing foster ministry and really just fostering kids in my home. And so he dove into that, but he said, but the problem is that that's very time consuming. You don't make money being a foster parent. So I need a career that would facilitate that. And so I said, man, let's do that together. And that's where the co-op thing started. Is I, what I mean by a co-op, this is kind of what's different rather than a franchise model, is my goal is to help other guys be their own business owner, but not have to do everything on their own. And I know there's other platforms out there exist, but for us, there's some unique qualities and characteristics that we maintain as a company that I think distinguish us. And there's other companies that have these too. I'm not saying we have the market on that, but I want guys of high quality that really want to serve their communities. That home inspection is more than just going into a house. It's truly serving someone and being in a unique position and in the whole transaction. And that's how it started. It started with one guy in Tyler, Texas, and he's doing incredible. He's actually right now inspecting a 40,000-foot bakery on the commercial side of things. His business has grown tremendously in just 2 years. So that's what the co-op is we have unique things that we do in common. So there's standards that we hold. But also at the same time, there's a community that you can reach out to that's more than just a message board or something like that. So, I mean, he literally called me a couple hours ago with the question. He FaceTimes me and says, what do you think about this? And that's what a co-op is. And we also provide a lot of things for them. So we provide the websites. I developed a booking app, which is, I think, kind of interesting. And I actually use the widget that Spictoria used. I didn't do anything ingenious, but it's Apex Booking. All my agents have it. Very few of them call me. I just see that someone's starting a booking and 5 minutes later, they booked it right on the app. All I have to do is confirm a few things. So we provide all of those things, marketing material, continuing training. So they get to use our brand and our platform, but that's only the facade of what the co-op is. The co-op goes deeper into actually a community inside of what we're doing in our business. So.
Wow. So, and so it's, everything's Apex. So then it's like, it's still branded as such, but then they kind of become an entrepreneur within that and grow their business from there.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is like, I thought in the very beginning, like there's nothing special about me, but I am an entrepreneur in a sense, but I'm more of a grassroots type of guy. I want to actually go do the work. I don't want it to be handed to me. Whenever we moved to Central America, we did a surf and skate ministry for kids and nothing was handed. We had to go in and learn language and figure out. I didn't skate. I'd never skated an inch in my life. And I had to learn how to do those things. So that's more of my DNA. And I'm really only interested in working with guys that are like that want to get up every day and they actually want to go into a realtor's office. Those aren't always the greatest, most comfortable situations. I know you have a realtor background yourself, but I thrive on that. I truly like that because the whole idea of what we're doing at Apex is investing in people and investing in communities. And realtors aren't our enemies, that they're a part of that. And so I want to work with guys that just have that DNA of they want to build something for themselves. And then the co-op idea is, I just want to empower you to do that. We take a small percentage. The longer you're with us, the more of that you get back. It's your business. We're just providing a platform. I've been working with IAB on this, and what we've come up is kind of our mission is providing a platform of opportunities for guys to serve their community. That's it. And it's going to start with inspection no matter where we go, but we're developing these other additions off of this with holiday lighting, which is something I've already done here in Laramie for a couple of years. The home services, pest services, those are things that we're building that are going to be launching this coming year. So if a guy starts a location, he's going to start with home inspection. And if the market works for you where you're at to do some of these other things, great, we want to help you do that. But we want you to be the entrepreneur. We want you to be the one that gets up and is going and building. People don't know of Apex Property Inspection in the US, unless you're in Laramie or Tyler. So you have to build that brand. I don't think we're not going to be an Orkin and we're not going to be a National Property Inspector. But I want that to be, people hear that in their community, they think of them in their community. So that's what the co-op is. So
amazing. Kudos to you for doing it better. You know, I'm sure there are good franchises out there, but the majority of stories I have heard firsthand have not been great in terms of the value they add and kind of and it may just be rooted in the legacy business model that needs to be updated. But like, it sounds like you organically found your way to a better way that's friendlier for the operator. And they still get all the value that I think franchises were intended to give that they maybe no longer do. Not here to slam franchises, but sure. So you have two current, so how many co-ops do you have currently?
Yeah, so we have two. We've been up to six. And that was, again, whenever I started this whole thing, it's, hey, here's a buddy that wants to start it here and he's planting a church, and here's another buddy. But I didn't realize as much about what I needed to understand behind the person. I went about the funnel backwards in the beginning of saying, well, I'm not out that much, so let's just give it a try. And so we started in some locations, and some of them went pretty well, but they moved on to something else, whether it was ministry related or they had another opportunity, and that's fine. Like, the way my model works is I want you to be doing what's best for you and your family and you and your community. But about a year and a half ago, I scaled back on some of those other guys. I said, hey, it's not really fitting in line with what we're doing at Apex. So go do your own thing. Like, I don't do a non-compete, and I do that intentionally because that's just not my DNA as a person. If you're going to go do that and that fits your character, then go do it. But so we scaled back, and me and my guy that's working in Tyler, his name is Curtis, we're working on this together to decide how's the best way for us to develop this co-op of home inspectors to help the guys that are starting in the future. And so that's why I joined IEB, is to learn everything that I don't know, and to relearn some of these things. I was doing some things that were kind of backwards. And if you're going to come on with Apex, I want to provide you everything that you need so that you can use to be successful. I'm not just going to send you a box that has everything in it that, hey, if you just do these four things, you're going to be successful. No, here's the tools that you can use, but you're going to have to figure out how to use those in your community. Certain things are going to work well in other areas, but we're growing those. So I just hired a social media manager because that is not my giftedness. I mean, I've never played a video game in my entire life, ever, and I'm 43 years old. It's just not me. I mean, of course, I have a phone, but because I want to explore that avenue of how does that work for me in my area, and if it is beneficial, like a lot of guys say it is. I know you've done podcast yourself on using social media recently. I listened to it on my drive to Steamboat just a couple of days ago. Is how does that work here, and then is that part of the package when you come on with Apex? I'm learning these things here, and we're also learning those in Tyler. He's really My guy in Tyler has just done phenomenal with connecting with people, loving people well, developing relationships, but also seeing the market and what's out there. He is by far the best commercial inspector in that area, and the sky is the limit because it's east of Dallas where they're building lots of commercial stuff. So he's developing that. What services can we have perfected so when guys come on in another location, we can look at that guy and say, well, you tell us what you need, and we're going to help you do it. But we're not going to just serve you a can of goods that you have to do. You're going to have to figure that out as an entrepreneur. So,
I love that framing because that actually stretches their mind and allows them to grow as a person, not the people that are just seeking a playbook, a checklist, kind of like give me success in a box. Probably not the right people to work with anyway, right?
right,
They're
totally.
seeking something that someone probably shouldn't be giving them if they want to be an entrepreneur. So I really respect
Yeah.
that approach. How did the holiday, you mentioned the holiday lighting. So like I'm intrigued by that because a few companies are doing that really well in IAB and they've spoken about it. Did that just kind of happen organically, or were you intentional about like, okay, we need a service that happens during slow season that to fill some gaps?
So I had thought about it for a couple of years before I moved abroad. I was serving as a youth pastor in Texas, and there was a guy in my church that had done it. And so I was his guy that would travel with him from the panhandle of Texas to New Mexico to do Hobbs and Clovis. So I knew how to do it, but had never thought about doing it. And I didn't understand the idea of building companies around your home inspection company that maybe even they're not a direct recipient of what you've done, but they're building off of a reputation. I have inspected over 2,000 homes in Laramie alone, and some of them multiple times. So I know a lot of people in this community. And so whenever I launched that, I didn't even realize the connection. It happened organically because of interest rates 2 years ago, honestly. I'm sitting there in September of whatever it is, 2022, I guess, and kind of looking at the horizon and hearing all the news. And honestly, at that point, even within my business, I didn't know how to manage my business. I've hired a full accounting. They do everything now to help me manage and do that better. But I didn't understand that side of things, and I could see the money was running out. Inspections were slowing down. There's only one organization that does holiday lighting in our community, and they kind of hold it as a ransom. So if you want holiday lighting, you also have to do landscaping and these other things.
All
And I didn't like that. And so,
right.
yeah, we launched it. And the first year we did 16 installs. We also do permanent lighting. So we use Inception holiday lighting. So the ridge lines, I've done some houses and some businesses with that. And this last year we did 40. And so for us, it was, we grew by triple, and a lot of people coming from the other service. I don't do a contract with that. I do 40% off year two and year three. I want to build a model that is right for everybody. So my cost is 40%. So year two and year three, I pass that on to you. And people in the community have heard about that. And they're like, we like the idea that this guy's kind of working for us, even though he's doing holiday lighting. And then I joined IEB and I realized I was doing really kind of what a lot of guys are already doing. I'd heard about pest control. I didn't understand the connection, even though with lighting, I had already done it. And so, yeah, holiday lighting is an incredible. It works really well for us. You know, we're up here in Wyoming, so it slows down during that winter season. I do the majority. I do 80% of my inspections from March through September. And then it just slows down. And so I have this time. And honestly, that's a time when I want to serve my church. I want to go abroad and do things like we've done in the past. But at the same time, I still have time, and it allows me to build. And so that's how the holiday lighting started. It's an incredible business. It's profitable. But again, it's serving the community in a way that I like. So
that's great. And that underpins everything you do. I really respect that. What's the experience been like with IEB? Have you been to a conference yet? Have you been doing it in person?
I haven't. I'm looking at going to the one coming up. It's in May. It's over. I have three little kids. I have a 4, a 2, and a 6-month-old. So, and it's over my 2-year-old's. She'll be turning 3. It's over her birthday. So I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to go. But my experience has been great. I've just recently got into it. I'm doing a lot of listening to a lot of the podcasts and just working through that, the MVVC, which was really impactful for me. I don't know why I've never done anything like that. And it actually, even though, I mean, I haven't even had my second onboarding. That's next week with Mark. I'm sitting down with him to talk grand scheme and to explain this to him so that he can tell me whether he thinks that'll work or not. I don't know. But it's been great. We want to launch a handyman side of our business. And that's going to be launching hopefully in September. I have a guy that's going to be coming on to help me with home inspections, but really he's going to be building out that business first. And then, Lord willing, the pest control, that's all a part of the vision. But yeah, I'm excited to be forming these things and working them all together. But that's where that idea, I didn't have a mission until like a month ago, which is crazy because I've been doing this for 6 years. Yeah. So
it's it was somewhere great. Up there.
I really enjoyed it.
It was living somewhere in your brain, but then they force you really to get it out on paper, which is the next step to accomplishing it.
And they have those communities, they call them Blast, which I just got this a couple weeks ago. And one of their communities is Handyman. It's talking about on my screen. I just had a message that popped up. Someone booked online on Spectora. So that's great.
Nice.
love those. But the Handyman Blast. So there's like 300 something people that are a part of that, that are either interested or they're either doing it. I joined IEB not even really knowing the concept of the way that they coach. And I just love it. I love the fact that we're all in this. Even what you're doing this podcast about is how do we make each other better? People are against the home inspection industry in general. So how do we come together and just unite and do what we do, make each other better? And I've learned in the last 4 days, I've learned so much just from that one blast about other guys are doing this. They're selling home maintenance packages, or some are saying to my area that wasn't profitable because I went too high and the things that are required was too expensive and it wasn't profitable. Just it's been amazing. I've really, really, really enjoyed it. So
did the handyman one come about from just you noticing that people needed that work? Like when you're doing the inspection, did they ask you like if you could do it, or like how did that come about, or was it influenced from others?
Yeah, it came about two ways, actually. So all of this stuff started with us leading to this phone call I went to the Texas Home Inspection Conference because that's where my other inspector is. And I've had good connections down there. It's good training. And so I went to that, and I always go to the Spectora booth because it's like to talk to those guys. And I had a few things that I wanted to ask about. And we were talking about it, going through things. And I told them, hey, I'm actually going to monetize my recommended contractors. I'm launching it come April 1st. I've got about 4 to 5 businesses that are already on board. I've told them what the expectations are. We're doing training the next couple of weeks of not only what it will look like for them, but how can I document things in a way that helps them so they don't have to go back. And
beautiful.
But I had that conversation, and then that built it into other conversations. But the whole idea with the recommended contractors is some of it's about liability. So in Wyoming, realtors don't want to give recommendations, and so they always pawn it off to me. Well, I don't really want to give recommendation either because I don't want to be liable for that. But at the same time, the recommended contractors, I can put a disclaimer up there that says that I have paying participants in the recommended contractor program for me. They pay me monthly to be in my program for access to the technology. That's what I say, because I don't guarantee them leads or give them leads. Mm-hmm. It's my clients who are choosing to do that. And it started with that idea, but then the problem was I couldn't find anyone in the space here that will do any handyman jobs, any at all. I talked to a contractor yesterday while I was at church, and I said, hey, what do you think about this? He said, please, man, I only do those small jobs to keep people happy, to keep other people happy, but I can't stand going and replacing trimmer on a bathtub that has water damage. It's not worth my time. We're very short-handed on the trades up here, especially in Wyoming. It's kind of costly to live, kind of like in your area. So for those to be a master plumber in your area is not as profitable as it is somewhere else. So for them to take time out of their day to go do something, fix a water leak or something like that. And so I thought, well, I can do that. Like, why can't I? Part of that's the conversation that when we said in the beginning, when I got into home inspection, I was 100% no conflict of interest ever, because my experience with trying to buy a home and a home inspector was all the conflict that existed. So I said, I'll never do that. But what I didn't understand is the position that we have as home inspectors, not only that we collect all this information, but it's a reputation that we have. And for me, thankfully, I've developed one where people trust me. And that's part of what we do as a company is that has to be one of the highest characteristics of anyone that's going to work with my company is we call it being above reproach. And that's a Christian term. It's part of being an elder. But yeah, so I was like, but I can do those things. And there's nothing ethically wrong by me having a subsidiary company, and I have a guy that's going to run that for me, that's his role, because the water damage on the trim exists. Mm-hmm. I'm not documenting anything that doesn't exist. And in the beginning, I didn't understand that no one questions an HVAC guy if he comes in and says, your heat exchanger's cracked. Look, here's the pictures. Okay, well, how much does it cost to fix it? You said that on a podcast the other day. Like, yeah, you can wash my car too while you're there. Wash it, you know? And so that's what it stemmed out of, was my recommended contractor program that I'm launching. And no one in anyone that I could find, even the general contractors, they don't want it. And I couldn't even really find anyone for general contractors, because they said, well, if someone wants a bathroom remodel, then yeah, I'll take that lead. But I don't want to put in a bathroom vent. I don't want to do that. That takes too much time. Sure. And so for me, it's a lot of questions on the profitability of it, because it's you're not charging $200 an hour like someone who's building a bathroom. But at the same time, it can employ someone and give them an incredible job and something that they love, and we can serve this community. So to me, that's worth investing in, and that's the goal. So that's what we're going to do.
Big fan of this, by the way, and I appreciate how you spoke through how you logically thought about the liability, how to handle it, because sometimes it's spoken about like it's a foregone conclusion and out of our control as an industry, and it's just not, because as you said, so many other professions diagnose and then provide the solution, but they document it and they disclaim, and if they refer out, they clearly say, I am not co-signing the work, I can't take responsibility for it, but I know them and do trust them. And on another pod that I just recorded, the gentleman worded it well, where he said, hey, I'm going to give you a recommendation or two. Feel free to find a few others if it makes you feel more comfortable. And that alone, I think, helps reduce any liability or you saying you have to use this guy because he pays to be a part of this. So it's really refreshing to hear how you're thinking about it. And you're playing the long game, right? Because say you go do a $50, $75, you know, bathroom vent replacement, but then 6 months down the road, they have bigger needs and they come to you for that. You're now that source. You're now providing that value for them and kind of the home consultant in a sense. And I think that model will accrue lots of value and validation and probably just feel good to be that guy in your community that's a connector. Is that part of the vision and how you think about it?
100%. And my idea behind it is I understand, I think, where the company is going to launch from, like what's going to be our service, what's our idea, what's the added value that we're adding to our community. I think that's a huge component of anything that we're going to do. It's not just to do it. It's no, I want there to be something that I've assessed. No, this is going to make our community better. We live in a market to where You know, I always joke around by saying there could be a dog turd in the living room and people will buy the house in Wyoming because there's not enough of them. There's a huge shortage of houses. And so the realtors will always say, don't do a home inspection because you can't ask for any of this anyways. And I always say, you're 100% right, but they also don't have to buy it. If it's a house they shouldn't buy, maybe they can't, maybe they can afford the mortgage, but they can't afford the furnace replacement. They can't afford all these other things that are going to go wrong with it. Our goal is to help you be the best realtor you can be by selling people good houses. The problem that happens in our community, though, is we have houses that are deteriorating because people can't fix the smaller things. So I know that our home services company is going to start in that lane. But at the same time, I've looked at other companies from Brian and Brian and the Onnit thing that they do and think, like, man, like in 2 years, we could start doing security installation systems and we could start doing lots of other things that water purification systems, whatever's legal for us to do. But a lot of these things, installing Ring doorbells, installing Nest thermostats, there's lots of things that we can add on. We can interior design consultation services. We can do lots of stuff like that that's surrounded around the home. And to us, to me, there's nothing more sacred than a home. It's where you raise your family. It's where you get to have meals with friends. And I get emotional because that's really important to me. And that's the beauty of what's happened in this whole process for me is I didn't know when I started home inspection that I was just going to love it, that I was just going to enjoy waking up every day and getting the car. And there's always a scenario. Like I saw the listing online and I'm like, man, that's going to be a rough one. You know,
Yeah, sure.
there's every once in, but I just enjoy what I do. I enjoy working with the people I get to work with. I enjoy working with clients and the whole home services division is just an extension of that, of a way that we can better serve our community. And but I think it's going to grow. I think the sky's the limit for that. And pest control, insulation, there's lots of things that are on the dream list that are pinned up on the wall that, but I want to start what I'm doing and do it well. And that's why I joined IEB is because I'm doing what I'm doing pretty good, but I wouldn't say amazing. And so I want to get in with guys that can help me perfect this because if someone's going to come on with us, I want you to know that that's my goal is I want your location to be phenomenal. That's why we switched to Spectora. I'd had no idea what you guys really were when I first started. I just knew what I was doing wasn't working and I wanted to expand to Texas. I had no idea the time freedom that it was going to give me back, the quality that it added to my business. The whole booking app only started because I saw these widgets and I'm like, well, that can be put into an app. So I called a buddy 3 days later. I had a booking app. Like, so that's the goal of what we're doing. And when the home with the home services, that's just an extension of serving this community and doing it well, but I think the sky's the limit for it. So,
I can tell you've done the MVVC work and that you have that higher purpose, because to me that's like some people struggle to find motivation or inspiration, but like you're clearly making your community better. And when you mentioned the home services piece, that really resonates, because I've heard that a lot in a lot of communities where especially older folks, their homes are deteriorating, and that's tough to see if you have pride in your community, right? And so to me, this connects a whole higher purpose to kind of the home services piece, to say, yeah, you're not just pointing out things that are wrong and bouncing like that. That's the old home inspectors. That was 20 years ago. But like
Totally.
actually improving homes and communities and making them better, that's something a lot of people can get behind. And so I love that you're with IEB, because that message just resonates throughout the organization there. And you'll find
Yeah,
lots of like-minded people.
it's been a good experience so far. I'm hoping to make the Unite conference. We'll see. It's on my calendar, so no one can book an inspection over that time right now. But so we'll see what happens. But no, it's kind of the desire. We'll see. Anytime I'm from Texas, so anytime I can go back to the motherland, I'll do it. You know, especially San Antonio. But
For sure.
that's the idea.
I also have commented many times on newer, the modern homeowner does have a higher appetite for someone to handle all the little things. And if we can do this right, whether it's packaging it up in a service or a quarterly or annual, I still believe we just haven't positioned it right as an industry. Certain people are. You'll find certain people, especially in IEB pockets, where they are nailing it with the productization of all these little things that you mentioned, that new homeowners, let's face it, millennials don't want to do any of that. And then you got older folks who are aging in place, need help. And so I'll be curious to keep up with your journey on how to package, position it, because that's an area home inspectors traditionally don't think about a lot. They just think, oh, it's just a service. Like, you don't need to market it. It's like, well, it's a new way of thinking. So we got to market it, and we got to think about how to market it as an industry.
Yeah. And to me, it crosses over into the commercial as well with the home services. So it's not going to be called home services. It'll be something. I mean, I named my business Apex Property Inspection before I even knew commercial inspection existed, but I was just thinking more of a barn. Well, I mean, that's not a house. So let's call it property, right? So it's been really beneficial for my inspector that's in Texas. He has, he's just working hard. He's a phenomenal human and is really investing in that space and doing well. But I talked with the largest property management company in Laramie today and asked them about this. Hey, what do you think about us doing preventative maintenance inspections for you? So you sub that out to us. So she has to pitch it to all of her owners. But once a year, we look at every one of your properties, not just for condition. So they'll go in and make sure there's not been smoking or anything. It's like, no, for a pretty reasonable rate, like, I mean, really low, because they have 700 properties. We're going to do every one of them in a year. And we'll provide you an actual report that you can show your people. That's a value add for them. We're a property management company who's actually taking care of your properties, and we see things before they happen. But also, whenever I send that report to them, the recommended contractor for the majority of those defects is going to be our property maintenance company, because they don't have guys to do that stuff. Most of them don't.
No.
And so I see it as multifaceted and how it could work. I wouldn't say anxious, but interested to see how it plays out. Cause I don't have a price point yet. That's where I'm talking with the other guys in IEB that are doing it. Hey, what do you charge? How did it work? And I met with the largest real estate company last week in Laramie and pitched all these ideas to them. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about recommended contractors? Do you see a conflict of interest? What do you think about me starting ancillary businesses off of the home inspection? And they were like, please do it, because we can't get anyone to do these things. We understand, like, we don't, one guy said, as long as you're still labeling defects as you've always done, not because you now have potential recommended contractors. And I said, look, I don't get paid for the leads. They pay to be a part of the service, to have access to the technology. So I don't make any more by any other defects. And he's like, oh, great. Do it. We love it. Like, it's great. So a little bit of a litmus test on the community, but we'll see once we launch it and see how it goes.
And I love that you just asked questions and got feedback. Like you said, that you did that and so naturally, where that's doing the hard work to get validation. And not to mention, you'll have buy-in when you do roll these things out because you asked their opinion. So I am a big fan of how you're approaching it. One quick thing I want to go back to, I just remembered it, of with the agent saying, well, they're not going to be able to negotiate, so like, why bother with the home inspection? That's such a thing I want to change in the industry, to slowly shift from like, no, this is like an educational tool of how they can own and maintain the home. And then the recommended contractors is another value add of like the work they can do once they move in. I think we've come from a place where they only thought of it as the negotiation tool, and then it gets thrown away in a drawer, or the email never gets looked at again. So I like how the more value you're adding with Apex, it's almost reinforcing that, hey, it's not just for a negotiation tool. There's all these other things, that all these other reasons to do the home inspection, because you probably, the last couple of years, were coming from a place, right, where people were waving, or they were saying, oh, what's the point? I can't negotiate anyway. I'm hoping the market settling into a place where there's more balance around how they think about the home inspection. But I think all the things you're doing add to that.
Well, that's the hope. I mean, even whenever I met with this real estate company, you know, I pitched it to them. Hey, and I know them really well. It's a small community. Mm-hmm. A lot of my inspections are driven through their brokerage, because they are big and they do a great job. They market themselves well. I think this agency in general does a good job of representing their people. They use me a lot, so I'm a little biased, but at the same time, like, what I was pitching to them, because not all of their agents use me, and they don't use me all the time. I mean, in Laramie, they pretty much do, but a lot of times they'll still kind of leave it open-ended. Hey, would you like an inspection? You know, there's another real estate company in town that has, they use me, and I know the broker, and he pretty much told, hey, every single contract that comes through us, we tell them, all right, well, we'll connect with our inspector and get a book for you, because we want to know the condition of the property. That agency has grown faster than the one that I met with, and it's because of that reason. So I was telling them, look, The reality is, if you want to be successful as a brokerage, and this is just my opinion as a home inspector, is to sell people good houses. It's really that simple. In our market, you're not negotiating a ton, really. They're just not. It is balancing out now. Things are staying on the market longer. But there was such a demand. Even people from Fort Collins were moving to Wyoming in droves during COVID because we had like the most lax COVID policies in the whole nation. Mm-hmm. There's free tuition for students to graduate from Wyoming high school with a certain GPA. So people were looking at that. People from California were moving here just because of that. If we can get our kid through high school and they were still going to high school. But I just told them, like, look, the reality is I understand that you may not be able to use everything on a home inspection, but that's not the point. The point of a home inspection is for us to be on the same team and for me to work for you in a sense by representing your client. I always use that phrase because they're my client for about 3 hours. They're their client for weeks. And so my goal is to step into this position as a home inspector and for you to sell to your clients, hey, I have an inspector. He's going to tell us everything that we need to know about this house, the good, the bad, and the ugly, so we can make a good decision for you. Mm-hmm. And like I said a while ago, I really, truly mean that. I think, so the house that I'm in the attic of my house right now, it's built in 1930. It had an engine in the driveway when we bought it. I mean, just totally trashed. We built it from the ground up. In all honesty, I should not have bought this house because I couldn't afford it. We could afford the payment, but we couldn't afford all the things. The thing is, this was my very first home inspection ever, was my own house. Mm-hmm. And I missed a lot of things, I can tell you, because we've had to replace things. But I mean, all joking aside, we knew things were super old. The furnace was like 28 yeah. years old. So it did last a couple of years. But my whole point is, I want to educate people to understand what you're in for the next couple of years. I don't have a spy glass or anything, but I want to give you an idea of, that's why I like the idea of Raven, is they can help you with some of these things. Hey, you can't use Raven to use as a negotiation tool, but this is more value add we're giving. I have packages on my home inspections now. I have basic, essentials, and then the platinum. And the essentials is where I want to get everybody in the middle, which is radon, sewer cam, and Raven, a home energy report, free. I don't even charge you for it. And include all that in one package. So the realtors will kind of book that one package more often than not. But that's my idea behind realtors, is helping them understand, like, in all reality, we're on the same team. I'm trying to help you help your clients buy good homes so that you'll be a realtor and do a great job for our community for the long run. And it's worked. I mean, the company's grown because of that. And I've learned a lot of things throughout the way. I mean, but yeah.
I think that framing alone is going to help a lot of inspectors with their language, with how they, because I think it sounds like you're being very proactive with how you see the relationship going, not, hey, realtor, may I have business and I'll do things the way you want them. I think like our industry has a lot of upside in that sense of kind of crafting these relationships the way you guys see them to be best fit, because you are the experts of the home, not necessarily the agents, the experts in the transaction.
Yeah.
But the home itself, that's your guys' realm. So I really like hearing that. What challenges do you foresee coming up with kind of, it sounds like you're moving fast with things. I love. I love that you're just almost fearless with standing up businesses and services. What are some learning lessons or challenges that you faced throughout all this?
I think it's something that I'm trying to work together right now on the overall model, because the model that I'm building is not for the purposes of me for the end of my life. Meaning I'm not trying to build a kingdom. I'm not trying to build an exit strategy. I know that those things are important. And I mean, I didn't come from money. My dad's literally a carpenter, not a builder. He's just a hardworking human, and that's my background. And so when it comes to money, that's never really been a thought. I don't need really fancy things. It's not been the idea. But at the same time, I realized that if I'm going to build a company and do it well, it has to be built from the ground up in a way that is sustainable, that is, it's able to be duplicatable, which is, even when you're looking in the church world, if you're going to have a church and do really well, and then you want to go plant, well, that one has to be done really, really well, organized with a purpose. And so that's what I'm trying to work out now. And the thing that's interesting to me that I'm thinking through in my head is, I'm building a platform of opportunity for guys to go serve their communities. That's the idea. But how does that play out in a sense of, if someone wants to, they go start home inspection and they're working under Apex, and 4 years down the road, they want to start a lighting company. how does that look in the grand scheme of things? If I'm helping you do that, is that a part of the, you know, kind of this affiliate fee or however we're working it, whatever we call it, you know, we have a commission split in the way that we do it now, and it's heavily on the inspector side. And that's again, what my goal is. My business needs to be profitable, needs to be sustainable, good for everyone. But my focus is, if I'm going to do these things, there has to be a value for them. I want my guy in Texas, for him to constantly not feel, because that's not the right terminology, for him to understand that he is immensely valuable to me in what we're doing, and to structure that in a way that honors what they're doing, to honor that entrepreneurship, to honor their investment. Yeah, there's a percentage that comes back here. But so that's the challenge for me, is to how to figure out how to do this in a way that, with the home inspection, it's simple. You're under my umbrella, it makes sense. But I'm trying to figure out, do I want to, or does it make sense to have it all under the umbrella? If I can give them a value add in the lighting, sure, that makes sense. Honestly, because of Spectora, and I mean this, I'm not doing just because we're having this conversation, the value add in the way that I've used all the things at Spectora, every one of my guys are Spectora advanced, no matter, it's just a given because of all the benefits that come along with it. So there's a huge value add to that, for them to say, no, all of that's under Apex. We pay for your payment, for all that comes out of that portion that comes to us. So again, even the portion that we do have is eaten away by us offering a lot of those things, by potentially offering them social media services, all these different things, additional training, client relations. Those are things that we want to do. But there, I see a lot of challenges with that, of figuring out how to do that well, not just for my sake. That makes sense for me, because I want to make sure that it's got to be a mutual thing that we all love, not just that we can all make work. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. So
sounds like you're the right guy to do it from what I'm hearing from you, but you'll work through it. Have you thought about geographic expansion for your kind of business and location? Because you mentioned kind of topping out in a smaller community. Would you reach down into Fort Collins or look at other areas in Wyoming? Have you thought about that?
I definitely have. I've had a guy in Longmont before. Again, I've had a couple guys in Durango, and they were pretty successful, but they were doing some ministry stuff in transition. They're doing really great stuff now. And then everything kind of happened with the economy. And so I felt like, you know what, this is the time to slow down. I am very interested in that. Not necessarily for me, because I'm at a point to where it's like I'm learning how to work on the business and really invest in that rather than just working all the time. Because even in the last couple of years, my inspections didn't slow down that much. When I go to the Texas home inspection conferences and hear these guys that, man, they've been laboring to keep things afloat. And it hasn't been that way up here. I've been very blessed. So I'm kind of capped out. And I told you the ages of my kids, and that's a focus to me. And so home inspection allows me to do that. It allows me that time to provide and to give back. And it is, I'm interested. If guys fit what we're doing, if that's their focus, then absolutely I'd expand in a minute if that's what it fits. But I don't have a desire just to grow to places just because. So I've gone into Cheyenne a lot. Cheyenne's a very interesting market. They are kind of all in cahoots about just doing the big three. And so to really break into that has been difficult. I had an inspector over there for about 2 years. He got up to about 100 inspections. So he wasn't doing bad, but it wasn't necessarily enough for him to make it make sense. So definitely open to it, but that's where I'm narrowing down, like, how do we best serve these guys? And once we get that figured out, I'd love to be on the front range. It makes so much sense for me. My guy in Texas, for him to expand all throughout Texas and help me do that, it makes sense. He wants to be a part of that. So that's kind of where we're at, kind of in this area, moving up and down this range. But yeah, we'll see.
What I love about the optionality you've created by the structure of your business is, one, you're not all tied to just one place where you live because of the co-op model. And I think that's, in a sense, small diversification, which probably brings some comfort because, yeah, pockets in different states can be so different. Like, when I go to conferences, I'm blown away sometimes when guys are just like, Kevin, I'm turning away business. And then the next guy's like, man, it's tough out there, you know? And I think it just goes to show that some type of diversification through services or different geographies serves you well in times like this. Have you found that to be the case?
Yeah, definitely. And that was kind of the idea of growing this idea of more of a platform than just inspection. We really do believe that the door is the inspection. There's nothing, I've been, people told me so much that I really should get into appraisals because that's where the real money is. And I say, you know what? But I really love my position as a home inspector. I'm the one that has the greatest position to truly just serve my clients. And I love that position. So I believe no matter what we do, it's going to start with that. But I do like the idea of diversification. That's actually why I got into lights. I was like, I have to diversify in some way, or I may have to go get a part-time job. And so I did diversify, and it was successful. And I kind of learned how to do it. And I was like, you know what, this is something that is easily duplicatable if I want to. So I think having that, even that's exactly what my guy down in Texas has done. Like, he slowed down for a little bit in residential. No one was doing commercial, and he was well positioned to do commercial because he's just a little bit older than me. He's a very wise person. He has lots of experience. Both him and I are fluent in Spanish. So having that, I don't get that as much in his Wyoming, which I would give. I get called every once in a while from an agent that says, hey, we know you. Can you translate for this guy? And I've had a handful of inspections that I get to translate. My guy in Texas does it once or twice a month at least, where he gets to really? Just do, you have to publish the reports in Texas in English, which makes sense. We're in America, but he can explain them in Spanish, and he can create an email list with all the major things that's kind of a duplicate of the.
Yeah.
So we both have that skill and we get to work on that, but being able to diversify, but he diversified into commercial inspections for him because no one was doing it. No one in the area east of Dallas was CCPIA at the time, not one.
Really?
We got in it a couple of years ago. Now there's a few, but he has worked really hard by, you know, we use a lot of our marketing material. Like that's what comes from Apex. So if you want to do something new, we work together on developing something, get it to you so that you can succeed. And he's done that well. And I see that it can expand in lots of different areas. I just want people to know, I don't want to serve them like a meal that they have to eat. I want to say here, it's kind of like a la carte. It's like going to the old school Golden Corral. Like you want if steak works for your community, great. If enchiladas works great, like figure it out. Like, but we want to help you do that. Again, that's the idea of allowing them to stay in the position of being the entrepreneur, because I believe those are the ones that are successful. If I hire you, and I'm not saying that model's bad. I think some people are doing phenomenal with that, obviously. But that's just not what I wanted my company to be. And a lot of it's because I want the model of Apex is to allow you to be able to serve your family and your community in a way that fits your goals. And for me, it's, I don't want to work 90 hours a week. I've done that. I've been away from my family for years when we were abroad. I want to be, have the time to invest in my kids. I want to coach their teams, but I love to work. I love to do that. So I want to help other guys do the same thing to create a great living for their families. Home inspection can provide really well. And it's a great career. And when you can build on that, it can be a legacy for your children. And that's what I've kind of realized. And that's what I want to do. That's the whole idea, is allowing guys to be an entrepreneur, giving them the tools that they need. I'm just figuring out how to develop those the best that I can. So diversification is huge.
Yeah. And I love your vision and the way you talk about the balance too, because this industry is amazing for people to be able to be there for their families and show up for their kids and their spouses and craft their work around that and have both. I think it's one of the few industries, I think, where you can have it all. And it sounds like you're, sounds like you're enjoying that balance. Yeah. In terms of like being able to toggle a little back and forth of like, okay, it's getting a little out of whack. I can pull back to spend more time with family.
Oh, totally. I didn't know this when I got into it. I didn't realize the quality of life that home inspection can provide, that you can be your own boss. You can, I'm very fortunate to live in a town where I can do 2-3 inspections a day, leave at 8:30. I'm home at 3:30. I published every report for 6 years the same day, every single one of them.
Wow.
And I've been with Spector, I believe, since 2020. So there were a couple years of being on the dark side where that was not as, no, I'm joking. They're good companies and they do great work. But I realized that I was spending so much time on that to be able to fulfill that commitment. It just wasn't working for me. I did all my own agreements. I did all my own payments. Things were just not working out. And I realized as I scale this thing, this is not going to work. And I'm thankful. This is what I was telling Olivia. I'm thankful for Spector, because what you guys have done is, if it was only home inspectors still in our industry, we'd still be doing reports on a clipboard. And people told me whenever I was thinking about getting into this, don't do it. That side of things is so brutal. And I was just thinking, but you can buy a house online today. So it's got to be better than that. I started with a couple different report writers, and it wasn't providing me the quality of life that I wanted. And so whenever I looked, I remember looking on y'all's website and looking at the frequently asked questions, why does it cost so much? And I was looking at that thinking, why does it cost more? Because all the things that you guys provide, it just, no, I was like, I joined, I didn't even use the 5 free inspections, I don't think. I just jumped in because I saw it. And yeah, but the quality of life that comes with home inspection is incredible. But again, you got to match that with, to me, if I wasn't doing a job that fulfills my passion in life, which is serving my community, I don't, the quality of life, that doesn't really make as much sense. But being able to marry these two things together is just, it's ideal. And it's, yeah, I really, really enjoy it. So.
I love hearing that. And I imagine I kind of want to wrap up here with what the best way for like-minded folks that are listening to this to reach out to you would be, because I think the way you approach this, it's really going to resonate with certain people who feel it kind of in their bones, why they're doing what they're doing, as opposed to kind of fell into it, wanted to make a good living, or I saw you could make 100 grand. So I did it. Very different motivations. So where is [S2] Sure. [S1] A good place to people to connect with you? With social, email, what's the best way? And I'll put it in the description.
Sure. Yeah. Socials are coming. Like I said, I just hired a social media [S1] Yeah. [S2] Manager because that's not my strong suit. So at the moment, it'd just be email jeremy@apexpropertyinspection.com or apexpropertyinspection.com. You'll see the cool different locations on there, but I'm Laramie. And if you're interested, you got to be like-minded with us. So go look at our commitments and who we are. And mm-hmm. if not, there's no offense, but if we line up and if we can bring a value add to what you're doing, then we'd be interested in a conversation. So yeah, that's us.
Awesome. Man, I could keep going. We could do a part two. I've really enjoyed chatting with you and hearing the journey, and love what you're doing. Love how you think about the business and the value you're providing. And again, the deep community, the serving of the community, I can tell it's as genuine as it gets, and it leads to results clearly. So like the beauty is it leads to great business outcomes.
Sure. Well, I want to say too, to you guys, like, when we get off here, I've left reviews and stuff, but tell the people at Spectora, thanks. Like, I really mean this. Like, what you guys have done for the inspection industry, for me in particular, is serving me and my family, and I'm thankful. So y'all do great work. Appreciate it. Keep growing in the things that you're doing because it's awesome. It makes us all better. So, but we appreciate you. Thanks.
Hey, man, that's the beautiful synergy, if you will, of, I think, good people working with good people, because this industry could just be getting started. You know what I mean? I think sure. there's a lot more we can innovate and evolve to become. And I love that kind of energy. It's what drives me, is like talking to people like you. So appreciate you, man. We'll keep in touch.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, man.
I appreciate it. All right. Yep.